Welcome to the March 25, 2024 weather report for Thailand's sugar fields. As always in our weather reports, we refer to a risk impact score. The risk is the threat to the crop, and the impact is how much crop could be damaged. This score is calculated by mapping the weather to the fields of sugar. Please visit the CropGPT website for far more detailed reporting and analysis. Let us now turn our attention to the latest weather conditions across three pivotal sugarcane-producing regions in Thailand, assessing their potential impact on sugarcane yields and, consequently, on sugar production and market dynamics. Starting with Kamphaeng Phet, a region known for its extensive sugarcane cultivation, the weather data presents an interesting narrative. Currently, there's a slight reduction in temperature, with the average sitting at 28.12 degrees Celsius. This is somewhat cooler compared to the historical norm for this period, generally around 29.53 degrees Celsius. Additionally, rainfall has been above average, with a 7-day rolling metric amounting to 4.81 millimeters, significantly higher than the long-term average of 1.32 millimeters. Although these conditions might seem unusual, they remain within historical variability and are far from extreme. The implications for sugarcane crops include potentially enhanced growth from increased moisture, albeit slower sugar accumulation due to cooler temperatures, possibly affecting short-term supply dynamics. Sukhothai, another key sugarcane belt, finds itself under the influence of quite a distinct weather pattern this week. The temperatures have dipped notably to an average of 28.65 degrees Celsius, below the long-standing average of 30.7 degrees Celsius. This substantial deviation might slow down the crop maturation process, potentially impacting the harvest timeline and sugar content. Moreover, the region is experiencing significantly more rainfall than usual, with averages approximating 4.79 millimeters against a historical average of 1.17 millimeters. Given that this rainfall is nearly at the cusp of historical extremes, concerns regarding soggy fields and associated harvesting challenges come to the forefront. Traders should monitor these developments closely, as they could herald supply disruptions or quality concerns over the short term. Lastly, shifting focus to Nakhon Sawan, a crucial part of the sugarcane landscape, the weather conditions suggest an increased moisture level with above-average rainfall at 3.65 millimeters compared to the typical 1.51 millimeters. Although this increase in precipitation does not break historical records, it remains noteworthy and could benefit the cane growth phase if not offset by undesirable cooler temperatures, which currently average 29.17 degrees Celsius against a normal of 30.12 degrees Celsius. While these cooler conditions might mitigate the evapotranspiration stress on sugarcane, it may concurrently hinder some growth parameters, particularly sugar accumulation rates. In summary, these three key sugarcane-producing areas are currently experiencing weather patterns slightly deviant from the norm, characterized by cooler temperatures and higher rainfall. While not reaching extreme historical benchmarks, these conditions warrant close monitoring due to their potential impact on the sugarcane yield and sugar production volumes. For traders, these insights could signal shifts in supply dynamics, urging a recalibration of market strategies, especially in the short term as the harvest season approaches. As always, staying abreast of such weather developments remains crucial in navigating the volatile sugar markets effectively. As always, our CropGPT site contains more details and reports about the sugar market, and this report contains just a few selected highlights.